You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. We are here to talk about yet another Astros series loss. I think last time we got swept. This time we won one. But he's Wally. Wally, what's up, buddy?
Hope everybody had a great weekend. It feels very empty. You know, the Astros had a chance to win this series yesterday. And, you know, it's kind of a repeating story that we've seen. They let it slip away.
Yep. That's the way it is. All right, so let me tell you what I did this weekend. Not that you asked, because I actually wrote it down this time. I could remember it. So I work Friday night, and before I left for work, my buddy was asking my wife if, because he said he was going to trim some trees, and she does gardening, and he was going to give her the leaves. And so I told him, I'll come over and help you out. So I worked all night, and then I went over there, and I helped him trim some trees and carry a bunch of brush. And that's without sleeping. And then today it was church. We went to go eat at Sea Island. We had AGB. And then I had bought my wife one of those sheds. It's a little shed. And it's not a tall one. It's a short one. And we put that together. It took us an hour. And then I cut the grass. And I was like, we got to do the podcast. So I asked Wally, is 9 okay? He said yes. And that's about it. What about you?
Well, Mary's son had his ring dunk up at A&M, so we got to do a throwback in time to drink a few adult beverages on Friday night, which meant we didn't drink many on Saturday night, and it was really a lot of fun. Weather was terrible on Saturday, but you know, it was good to get up there and see him, and they crossed that bridge.
That's good. So today at church, it was, I think the reason my day was a little longer, because by the time we got home, it was already 5, is because they had an auction, a bake sale auction. And I bought an $80 cake. Let's just put it that way.
What was inside it?
It's a chocolate homemade cake. This guy, the husband said, it's awesome, dude. It's awesome. And I'm good. Like, all right, I'm going to bid on that.
Good.
So what it is good the money you. That the money that we make, our pastor is going to Africa. They have some churches over there and they do missions over there. So that's what the money was for, to help. He's already going. We've already raised that money, but this is to get him a rental car so he doesn't have to walk everywhere. So it was fun. It was fun.
Well, that's good. That's good. Is he going to have to beat his sandals together and shake the dust off if nobody accepts him?
I don't know. I don't know what he does over there. But anyway, you know, we were doing the auction and we were done, and they had this big carrot cake, and my wife went 65, and I looked at her. I go, what are you doing? It was pretty fun.
Yeah, we were at a fundraiser a couple of weeks ago, and Mary bought an $80 cake. And it was pretty darn good. I don't know if it's $80 good, but it's same thing, a fundraiser.
The husband said, I need milk, and he was right. I definitely needed milk because it was pretty rich. Anyway, let's talk about this series. We are going to, so anyway, welcome to another Astros baseball episode. We did lose the series to the Nats, and if you stick around later, we will tell you our Ramshirts players of the series, offensive, defensive, or it's offensive pitcher, and Coach Rose. And I think I'm going to shock you with my Coach Rose winner. And we'll talk about who they got next, the standings. And then I have four, count them, four all-new fair fouls, I think. It's four or five, and, I don't know.
And Rob has not told me any of the fair fouls, so it's going to be completely off the cuff.
It will. All right, so I guess I don't have any things for game by game, but here we go. Let's talk about game one. Game one was awesome. The return of Justin Verlander. Top of the second, Yiner had an RBI double. Tucker scored. Pena drove in Yiner with a double. And then Chaz drove in JP3. We have JV on the mound. We're up 3-0 after two. Before this series, I got on Twitter. Oh, not Twitter. What is it? TikTok.
X.
And I guaranteed an 8-5 record. And I'm feeling good at this time. How about you?
Well, you know, at the first game, it went, you know, save a little late inning hysterics. It went pretty much the way it's supposed to. JV gets up and throws six really solid innings. You think now the team's feet's back on the ground. They've got their stud. They've got their horse who's going to show everybody how you're supposed to win games. JV was terrific. He went six innings, four hits, two runs, gave up one home run, two earnings, four strikeouts, which is not a lot, but I guess that shouldn't be too surprising since it's his first time out. 78 pitches, 50 strikes. So his ERA now is at 3. He's just what you would expect, especially if he was 27. He's 41.
Yeah. So we're up 3-0, cruising along. Vargas had an RBI single. Chaz drove in a run, so we're up 4-1. And then JV gave up his customary solo home run in the fifth. But like you said, he did great. Six innings, four hits, two runs, zero walks. That's pretty impressive for a debut. Top of the eighth, Dubon drove in Chaz to make it 5-2. And then Winker, don't call me Henry Winkler, had a sac fly in the ninth inning. These late runs were given up. JV did great. Abreu had a hit and a K. Presley a hit and a K. And then Hader, two hits and a run and two Ks. So although this is the kind of, if the Astros go into the late innings with a little bit of a lead, it's okay if these guys give up a run once in a while.
Yeah, but what's scary for the Astros, what's been disappointing, is kind of like you finding out that the guy that you think's your best friend really isn't the guy that you thought he was. You know, you've got, we'll talk a little more about the game two, which was really the killer. Hader threw 30 pitches, got 19 strikes, wasn't the close down we thought. And what that really did was take him out of the next game, and they didn't need him today. So he'll go to the Chicago game. Chances are he'll pitch anyway on Tuesday because he would not have pitched in 4 or 5 days.
Yeah. So offensively, Chaz went 2-for-3. He drove in two and scored once. Dubon, 3-for-4. He drove in one. Kyle Tucker, King Tuck, like the shirt I'm wearing, 2-for-3. He scored twice. Yiner Diaz is still doing great. He went 2-for-4. So the Astros went 5-for-12 with runners in scoring position. I didn't get the total hits, but it was a lot. They left 8 on base. Yeah. Oh, yeah, 5 runs on 13 hits.
5 runs, 13 hits. 5-for-12 of the runners in scoring position. One thing, when we get to the summary of the numbers at the very end, we'll bring a few things up on how cumulative numbers can be really surprising.
All right, so the Astros win game one. I'm feeling really good. We go to game two. We got Ronel Blanco. Top of the first, Bregman gets in on the action, drives in Altuve with a stack fly. Abrams answers right back for the Nats. It's 1-1. Then the Nationals take a lead, 2-1 in the fourth. And there's no scoring till the seventh. The Astros offense, you know, you're like, are you going to do something? Tucker, RBI single, brought in Yordan. That tied it up. And Jeremy Peña, like I said, he's been doing great. RBI single, brought in Alex Bregman, 3-2. And then King Tuck brought in Yordan. We're up 4-2. Then you go to the bottom of the ninth. We got Ryan Pressly coming in, I believe.
Yep.
And I got to say this, Wally. I don't get mad often at baseball games. I was mad. I was super, super mad. I was so mad. I was so frustrated and so mad I could have threw my remote to the TV, but I have a little bit of self-control.
Yeah, that was one of those that we'd watch. You'd want to throw your phone into the TV. The thing that's frustrating about Pressly, we put something up. Ryan Bokros, who's on the cast, he and I shared something, and he put it up on X today that showed what Presley's pitch usage has been. Back a few years ago, he was throwing 40% fastballs. Now he's down to less than 20%. He's pitching backwards. You look at his numbers now of how he's pitching. He's pitching about 60%. He's pitching about 60% breaking pitches, and he's pitching about 20%, actually 70% breaking pitches, about 20% fastballs, and he's got a changeup that gets thrown in there from time to time, making about another 10%. I don't get it. Presley's got a 93, 95 mile an hour fastball. You wonder if they're getting too deep into the analytics and not just letting Pressly pitch. And remember when we picked him up back in 19, guy had a heater.
Yeah.
And he still got it. And these other teams have analytics guys too. And if he's never going to throw a fastball, then why look for it? He didn't throw a single fastball on Saturday. You just watch and you look back. He didn't throw a single fastball. I mean,
that's a good point, Wally.
I don't know what it is. And now granted, you know, we're seeing what we see, and those guys have a lot more information. And we, as we say a lot on these casts, they've played more major league games than we'll ever play in, which would be zero. But just looking and seeing what you see, if we can see it, you wonder why the other team wouldn't do the same thing. I mean, it's just, you know, it kind of harkens back to the 2017 game when McCullers threw 22 curveballs in a row. He's like the Yankees, you know, guys, he's throwing a curveball every time. Look for it.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great point. It's a great point. That's something I didn't even realize. If you go up to bed and they're like, this guy's throwing 70% off speed, you just look for the off speed. And if he throws a fastball, he's going to get it by you. But it's that's kind of ridiculous.
He's throwing 1 out of 5. Chances of him doubling up off the fastball are pretty slim.
Yeah. So we go to the 10th inning. The same thing. The same thing happens. We cannot get the runner in. And we should have. But we can't do it.
Yeah, Diaz did the right thing. He comes up and hits a fly ball to right field. Gets the guy over to third. Let me look back on the play-by-play on this one to make sure I get it right.
I know there was two outs at the end.
Yeah, no, it was...
Oh, no, there was one out. Okay, Altuve, this is what pissed me off. Altuve was on third because he was the ghost runner.
Right.
They popped up 5 feet behind first base, and he took off, and he was out by 5 feet. It was ridiculous. It was the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I don't know if anybody sent him, but you are in the 10th inning. You are tied. You are the third out. You don't do that. It's ridiculous. Yeah. If it was an outfield, that's fine, but don't do it. He was right behind first base, and he was out easily. It was so ridiculous. I was so mad. You can tell right now I'm kind of getting back to that way.
Well, it kind of comes back to what we've been saying a lot of these games is they're playing losing baseball. You know, they're playing, they're making the plays that losing teams play. They don't drive home the runner. You know, they're playing fundamentally making bad base running mistakes. The last couple of games, they didn't have a single extra base hit. You know, today, by definition, you had no hits with runners in scoring position. Didn't have many get there, but, you know, they're scuffling. The thing that's been kind of disappointing is they, you know, in kind of a way, they felt like they've gotten a little flat.
How, though?
Yeah.
It's early in the year. There's no reason to be tired. There's no reason to be flat. Game one, they had 13 hits.
Yeah. They, you know, just to put everything in perspective, they had.
They should have won game two.
Yeah, they easily. Absolutely. They're going to look back at game two and really rue that day.
We had
they had 26 hits in the series, and they had 13 of them in one game.
There you go. So we have these big three that we're so excited about. And it seems like they just, one of them have to give up a run. They just have to screw it up every time. Didn't the Astros win the first game? Yes, they did. We already talked about that. Mrs. Stadium Steffi. They won the first game.
Won it 5-3.
5-3. Yes. Excellent. Excellent win. That's what I'm saying. After game one, I was so happy.
Yeah, I thought that. I thought after game one, it's like, okay, this thing's going to set up the way we want it to.
Yeah, game two, it's 4-2 in the eighth inning. Ryan Pressly comes up, and I'm like, it's over. We won this game, and that's why I was so mad. And then Altuve did the base running, and then you know what's crazy? Why can't we do that? Why can't we hit the first pitch that they're – pitcher throws? Why can't we do that? Seth Martinez, first pitch, like you don't even have time to talk about it. First pitch to the outfield, game over. That's quick.
Yeah, they did. Well, you know, at least the execution was quick. We didn't have to sit around.
Steffi, I messed up. I'm so sorry. I put Sweat by the Nats. But this is what it was. They lose the series. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Kind of feels like a sweep, even though they won the first game.
Yeah, I made a mistake too, Steph. I got to sneeze. We were gonna try to do it on the last podcast's thing, but anyway, we lose. I've already talked about it. I'm an upset, but look at Ronel Blanco.
Oh yeah,
six innings, five hits, two runs, three walks, six strikeouts. His ERA is 1.33, even after giving up two hits. And I mean, we should win these games when our pitcher does that. He does his job. Montero, no runs. Abreu, no runs. And then Pressly gives up some runs. Yordan went 3-for-5. He scored twice. Tucker 2-for-4, two RBIs. JP 3-2-for-4 with an RBI. And Chaz 1-for-4. The Astros three.
Mr. MC, I have a question for you.
Me?
Yes, for you. I'm going to play MC on you. What's does Montero MC? Go to the eighth or the seventh and they move Abreu to the eighth and put Pressly in the sixth? When do they start doing that?
Wally, you are a big foreshadower because that is in fair foul.
Ah, okay. So I
grabbed the reins. Pull them back. So the Astros went 3-for-11 with runners in scoring position and left six on base.
Yeah, and you look at the runners in scoring position. It was, yeah, game two, they were 3-for-11, 273 average. Not awful, not great. But, you know, Tucker was 2-for-2 with runners in scoring position, and he was – you know, Tucker was good the whole series. He was 2-for-3 with runners in scoring position. But Tucker's gotten hot and no one else really has.
Yep, I got the King Tut shirt on. So yep. when you win a shirt from Ram Shirts, it's one of these with the two colors. It's not a fancy one. It's going to be one of these. But this one's nice. I like it. I like the orange. I ordered two more.
Oh, cool.
My wife wanted the I Love Houston in orange, and I bought the because he has a special right now, $14. Pretty good. So we bought two shirts, and I got the see you later, see you later, see you later. So Sunday, Christian Javier. Yes, Christian Javier. We got our pitchers set up, but not so fast. He's on the IL. He's hurt too.
Have you heard anything that they've said other than it's neck discomfort?
No. I've been too busy today to I didn't see it. They didn't really put it on the website, but
I haven't out. Yeah, it's really cryptic. They haven't said anything as to what it really is.
So we would have had that win. We would have definitely had that win. Let me put this up for you guys so you can send the email to Astros Baseball Podcast. Win that shirt. Don't forget. But, man, we had it set up perfect. Renaud Blanco pitched perfect. We'd have Javier today, but we didn't. We had Hunter Brown. And I do have my Apple Watch. But it was 3-0. Quick.
Yeah, he didn't have an out until 20 pitches. But, you know, give Brown credit. Give Brown credit. He kept it together. He had 34 pitches. He had 34 pitches in that first inning. So he got three outs on 14 pitches.
Ram Shirts threw that in there with the shirt.
So he went four innings. He ended up throwing 80 something pitches today. Mm-hmm. I want to say 83, but I could be wrong on that. He threw 84 pitches. And they could have thrown him out for another inning. I don't know why he didn't. Maybe he had done three good innings in a row and Espada wanted to let him leave on a good note. That's somewhat defensible.
Yeah.
But give him credit. And, you know, the first two hits were just bleeder hits. He has pitched in some bad luck and given up some bleeder hits, but you know, that look up and it's 3-0 and you can kind of feel the Astros say, here we go again. And after that, the team was just flat all day.
Yeah. I didn't see it because I was busy all day, but I was keeping up with it. But when Hunter Brown left after the fourth inning, it was only 3-0. Plenty of time to score some runs.
Rob, you know what it felt like? You know when you're in a game and they say you lose a game that you don't feel you should have lost, but don't lose two games. Don't lose today's game and don't lose tomorrow's game and let it carry. It felt like this carried over today. It felt like yesterday carried over.
Yeah. I think a lot of fans probably felt bad yesterday, and they were hoping for something good, and we got bad news with Javier right out of the gate. But anyway, they scored a RBI single in the fifth and a home run in the sixth. Dubin pitched again. So Hunter Brown pitched four innings. His ERA is 9.68. Dubin pitched an inning, three hits, two runs. His ERA is 12.46. He's just an innings eater. He's just a... Scott gave up a run.
Let's just face it. Sean Dubin is a guy who is hoping to get his 43rd day in the major league. So he's eligible for a pension.
There you go. And then Belak, two innings, three hits, no runs. Way to go, Belak. Way to clean it up at the end. Offensively, this is what you were saying. Offensively, the Astros had four hits. Chaz had two of them. He was 2-for-3. Caratini had one, and Yordan had one.
Yeah, they made Mitchell Parker look like Steve Carlton.
So the one good thing, this is probably the least amount of runners we've left on base all year, four.
Yeah, you know why? Because we didn't have anybody on base.
0-for-3 with runners in scoring position. We left four on base. So we lose the series 2-1. I can't say we should have swept them, but we should have won the series. I think if we would have won yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I think that maybe would have changed
the mojo.
It'd have changed the mojo, I think, but pretty frustrating. I mean, yeah, I would have been okay if what happened today would have happened if what would have happened Saturday didn't happen. I'd have been okay with it.
Yeah. if they'd won yesterday and lost today, it's 2-1. That 2-1, that's kind of what you expected to have happen. But it, you know, it's just frustrating. What's frustrating?
You have Wally's stats.
What's that?
Wally's series stats. Don't you have some stats?
Yeah, I do have some series stats. What's frustrating is that we're talking about the same thing over and over again. Yeah, as far as the series stats, you had the team leaders in hitting. I see Chaz was 5-for-10, which mm-hmm. is the first series Chaz has gone at. They were all singles. Pena was 5-for-11, so he had a real good series. Tucker was 4-for-11, real good series. He also, Tucker drove in a couple of runs. No one drove in any more than two. Altuve was 2-for-14. Now, a couple of guys, or one guy in particular that's a concern, Bregman was 0 for the series with a sac fly. You know, he started off slow. He got his average up to about, you know, close to 250. Now I think he's down to about 220. You know, he's got to really help us. He's got to hit more than just the last 3 months of the season. You know, the last several years, he's hit his nadir at somewhere in June. You know, last year he was below the Mendoza line, and then he ended up at about 260. Well, I mean, the team needs a kickstart now. You can't wait till June for guys to start hitting, or it's going to be too late. Now, as it is right now, you know, they've got to win, you know, another 83 games just to probably get to the playoffs. And so, you know, you're looking at what they've played 22 games, 23 games now. And, you know, just do the math. They're backing themselves into a real corner.
Yeah.
And if they don't kick it in for the rest of the series, you know, we're going to have some separate discussions around this trade deadline.
All right. So now we're going to do the Ramshirts player of the series, but we are going to do that right after this.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, you're back. We are back. Not you're back. We're both back, Wally. So we got the Ramshirts players of the series. I don't know if I said game because I don't know. I'm not going to lie. This isn't tear water. All right. You have to be on the audio, the video to see that, folks. So who do you have for pitcher, Wally?
JV.
I also have JV.
It's JV because when JV was on the farm, getting this couple of rehab starts, people were wondering, you know, what was going on? Because he was getting smoked by triple and double A players. They said down in Corpus, yeah, there was some bad defense. You're like, yeah, show me, you're 41 years old. Are you really the Justin Verlander that we've known so long? Kind of is.
Yeah.
And he put the team on his back and got it off to a start in the series.
You know, Ronel Blanco deserves it just as much as he does, but
we can't give it to Ronel after every series.
Yeah. But the reason I didn't, I mean, it was so close. Very, very, very close. I think Ronel Blanco had 3 walks. I think that was the deciding factor. It was that and the fact that this was his first game. And just what you touched on, I tried to tell everybody he's not going to get lit up. When he comes up, he's just trying stuff out over there, but he did great. Hats off to JV. Yeah. All right. Who do you have as position player?
Position player. I've got JP.
JP3.
Had 5-for-11 with 2 RBIs, 1 double. One thing about this series, in the last two games, they did not have a single extra base hit.
That's crazy.
So, which is truly bizarre.
Bizarre.
But I'd
world.
Say JP3 was good. Now he did hit in. Now that was the Atlanta series. He hit that double play.
If I don't have JP3, who do you think I have?
You don't have Chazzy Fizz.
I do have Chaz. 2 for 3, drove in 2, scored a run, went 1 for 4, went 2 for 3, 5 for 10, hit 500. The only player to do something all three games.
Yeah. I had Pena just because he hit that double. He had a little bit of pop to him. Those are really the two guys that hit the whole series. Dubon hit, but he didn't play today. You know, Jordan was 4 for 14. Okay. Tucker was good. Tucker was real good. But he was four for 11.
All right, we got the Coach Rose now. Are you going to give it to Montero again?
No, I'm going to give him to Chazzy Fizz.
Wow.
Because, you know, Chaz has not been hitting.
Yeah. I thought about switching mine around.
You look at Chaz's batting average right now for the season. Chaz pulled it up to 262, but he was hitting in the 220s before the last couple of games. So, and he's really the only, he and Pena are the only two guys, and Tucker are the only three guys that really hit the way you expect him to hit. Alvarez had some hits, but he didn't get any power.
I don't think he drove any runs in.
Not that I saw. Not That's that
crazy.
I had.
That is crazy. All right, my Coach Rose is somebody that I think deserves to get some hardware this podcast. And also, it's for what he's done all year that was super Coach Rose-esque, and that's Ronel Blanco. Who expected this guy to be as good as he was, or so far as he's been? Six innings, 2 runs, 133 ERA after 3 starts.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, you get a guy like that, you say, well, he has a start. And then he has that no-hitter and say, that's pretty cool. Then he does it again. And he does it again. Then you start thinking, we might have something here.
Yeah.
You know, the first games you saw him pitch, and that changeup was devastating. Sitting in the no-hitter, and we're sitting right behind the first base dugout where you could really see the balls move. Man, his ball was just darting way down on the changeup, and those guys were 1.5 feet in front of it.
Stadium Steffi said both solid picks for position player of the series. Steph, who do you have? Let's see if she'll
and the Jeopardy music starts to play.
Yeah, so I think if I were to pick somebody else as the offensive player of the series, Chaz would have been my Coach Rose. But the only one that I see that was worthy of Coach Rose was Montero, but he only pitched 1 game. So I felt like rewarding Ronel Blanco. Like I said, exceeding expectations, whatever you want, or you can just give it to him. All right. We got Chaz for consistency for sure. You got to love that. All right. Next up, we got the Cubs. This is the best team out of the three we're going to face. And they don't have any pitchers for neither team. I don't know if they just wasn't on there when I was looking.
Yeah, ours are undecided. They've got this kid, Wicks, who's 0-2 with a 5.29. Know nothing about him. JP goes on Thursday. Let's see who goes on Tuesday. We don't have any.
I just looked before the podcast, and it said to be determined on all three games. So maybe they're just now deciding it.
They've got JP on Wednesday.
JP
and
France.
Thursday JV. So I'm trying. I guess they're trying to.
I'll bet you
Arrigetti goes on Tuesday. They brought him up.
Yeah. So Tuesday and Wednesday are at 6:40. So the Astros are off tomorrow. So they get a little regrouping. They get to travel. Maybe they can turn it around in Chicago. And then the JV game is at 1:20. So if you're retired like Wally, you'll be able to watch it.
No, just not retired. I wouldn't say not busy, just retired.
I didn't say you weren't busy. I just said you're retired.
Yeah, I highly recommend it to everybody who gets there. By the way, I'd like to give a shout out to the 226 people that are watching us right now. We really appreciate that on a Sunday night. It's a lot of fun, and we hope you're enjoying it.
Yep. All right, so next up is the standings. And this is something I was going to say earlier, but I'll wait till I say it. Texas, first place, 12-11. Barely over 500. Seattle's 10-11. LA Angels 9-13. Oakland 8-14. The Astros are 7-16. The Cubs are 13-9. So here's what I was going to say earlier. As bad as the Astros are doing, we could still get second. Second's attainable.
Look, the only saving grace that the Astros have right now.
You can still win the division.
No one's run off and left us.
Yeah.
If the Rangers had gone 16-7, the Astros are 17-16, you know, you're looking uphill at a 9-game deficit. That takes a long time to overcome. You know, the concerns are still the same for the Astros. They're 29th in ERA with a 5.03. The runs per the batting average, you know, is still good. The Astros are third in Major League Baseball in batting average, but 14th in runs, which again comes straight back to the runners in scoring position issues that we've had. You say statistics are liars, are for liars in a lot of ways. Yeah, this team hit 308 with runner in scoring position, 8-26 for the series, but you know they were 0-3 today, and they were 3-11 in game two. So, you know, and they were 5-12 on Friday. They, you know, the last couple of games, you know, today they didn't have anybody in scoring position. So it doesn't do you a whole lot of good to even have that stat. Didn't have any guys on base.
All right. I'm sending a message to Steffi. We'll see what happens. All right. We got comment here. We could get the division. Yeah, that's I was thinking we could get second, and I look at it. And Texas is 12-11. We're 7-16. All we need is to put a win streak together. So all we need is we need Stephanie. She's so positive. We need to put a win streak together. We need our bullpen not to blow any games. We need to put it together. And this was a good little run to get something going. And I think that's why I was a little frustrated.
Yeah, this is frustrating. When you lose a game in game two that you really think that you had in the back. You know, you had that one in the back. The concern I have is we see some guys that look, you know, they looked like they were starting to decline last year, and you wonder if it was a trend. Was Abreu, you know, really going to continue to decline this year as he started to last year? Yes, he had a good playoffs, a great playoffs. But for the most of the year, you know, he hit .237. He's never hit close to that. This year, of course, we don't need to beat a dead horse on that, but there's going to have to be a decision made on Abreu soon. You know, you can carry Abreu when you're 500, two or three games over 500, wait for him to come around. When you're 9 games under 500, you can't wait for guys too much longer.
And
Presley had his shaky moments last year, and he's had one good outing this year. You know, you cannot afford to lose games late, because pitching staffs get built from the ninth inning guy forward. You start with that ninth inning guy, your closer. You know that guy's rock solid. You can build the rest of your bullpen. If you don't know that ninth inning, eighth inning guy's rock solid, then it's tough.
Yeah, I didn't even think about him this series, but he was pretty frustrating as well. It was like the guy can't even hit it out of the infield. The last one he hit was pretty good. I mean, it got into the grass almost, so I'll give him that. All right, it is time fair or foul? Steffi, you can answer fair or foul if you're still on with us.
In fact, you can call in, Steffi.
Call in. I send her the link if she wanted to hop on, but you know, that's short notice. She may be busy. She might not be ready to jump on, you know, makeup and hair. All right, so fair or foul number one. This is the one you kind of let everybody think about while we're talking. Montero needs more responsibility.
Fair. He looks like he did in 22. He's not getting behind pitchers or batters. He's been nails. I put it to you that Montero's been the best reliever we've had on the staff. It's really not all that close.
I would say yes to. I would say fair. Oh, shoot. I would say fair. I think we got a comment. I'm doing work things. Oh, okay. Oh, give her five? Wow.
Ooh, do we get our presence graced with Steffi?
Do you have stats? How are we going to kill 5 minutes? That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I got it. I got stats out to Wazoo if you want them.
Okay.
Bullpen in the series. Let's talk about that a little bit. Pitchers pitched to our pitching staff. Let's say pitchers pitched to a 3.94 ERA.
Mm-hmm.
Bullpen pitched to a 4.50 ERA. Mm-hmm. Let me put some couple things together. So the team was pitching to, you know, in the low fours ERA. That's better than it's been. To be a winning team, you need to be you want to be in the 350, 370 range. You know, really was impressed with Hunter Brown today. Even though he lost, he didn't lose his wig like he did against Kansas City. As far as the bullpen goes for the series, Abreu was two hits, no earned runs, one walk, three strikeouts, 33 pitches, 21 strikes. So it's pretty solid. We talked about Presley. He's got to be the most frustrated guy in the world. Hader had to be frustrated, even though they came in. He had just an inning with 30 pitches, 19 strikes, and a couple of strikeouts that he got out of, but he was certainly shaky. Montero, 17 pitches, 11 strikes in his shutout inning. Dubin was cannon fodder. Taylor Scott gave Taylor
cannon
Scott.
Cannon fodder.
He was just cannon. You know, he's just out there eating an inning. He was cannon fodder.
Well, Steffi's here.
We can always count on our stat guy every time.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, my friend?
All right.
We know you were just playing hooky.
Doing work things. I was traveling all week, so. Yeah. I was in charge of driving the whole time, so that made it tough because I couldn't even like do work in the car. And we traveled quite literally all around Southern California, from Palm Springs to Victorville to Pasadena to LA to Laguna and then back to LA. So it was busy week. Oh, I wish I could have surfed. I wish I could have done that. Except I would definitely be one that would just like get my board hit in my face. That's who I am as a person, you know. I accept that. But I did hear the fair or foul. I think fair as well. I mean, Montero. Obviously, I feel like people were so skeptical about him this season for good reason. Had a very shaky end of the year last year. But I think he is really proving. Yeah, I mean, yeah, almost all year. Yeah. And so it's nice to see him bounce back. It's nice to see him going back to that 2022 form and to see him being nails again, because this team needs that right now, obviously. And I mean, like y'all were talking about earlier, you know, when do you kind of consider giving him that bigger role? Because, I mean, he's proving himself to be worthy of it at this point. I couldn't see why you wouldn't give him some more innings. So
yeah, this bullpen's waiting for somebody to be someone that you can count on.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you know, you can see when people come in, they're like, Presley comes in, you're going, oh God, what's going to happen this time?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy?
So hit or miss.
We could go into like the seventh inning with the 2-run lead and you might be thinking like, okay, don't put Presley or Hader in, like put someone
else
in.
Which is so sad.
Isn't it?
You know? both those guys are guys who are so used to being on top of their game. And this year they are not starting out that way. I feel like I believe that they're going to turn it around. I feel like Hader is eventually going to be that guy that we need him to be. And maybe it's just a little bit of that new team kind of vibe where, you know, you're trying to settle in, you're trying to, he knows his place, but it's like, you know, when Presley's still around, you kind of wonder if maybe that has some kind of weird, you know, thing on his psyche a little bit. You know, you kind of wonder all those,
you know,
you things.
See a lot of guys, you see a lot of guys that go into a new team, sign the big contract, and they press because they want to say, show everybody they're worth the money they're getting paid.
Exactly.
Before you got on, Steffi, I don't know if you heard, we're talking about Presley pitching backwards. You saw the graph I shared on the chat.
Now, yeah,
Presley's Presley's just not throwing any fastballs. I wonder if he's just lost his aggressiveness.
Maybe because he's not in that ninth inning role anymore.
Just because he's not throwing fastballs. Go at him. He's got a good one.
So I like what you just said, Steffi. It's kind of like if your replacement is right there. Is Hader worried? Like, I need to pitch great because this guy was the closer before.
Yeah.
And if I don't pitch good, he's going to take my job. And I wonder if that is affecting him.
Yeah. And you wonder if it's affecting Presley too, because he was replaced. You know, you wonder if the mentality of both of them is maybe at some kind of weird odds because the other guy is right there.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, it's such a mental game.
I think he should, because Espada, he was like, I want to name my closer. I want to give people their jobs. Maybe he shouldn't have done that. Maybe he should have just go with matchups.
Yeah, or felt it out for the first couple weeks of the season, seeing how it went, maybe kind of flip-flop him around a little bit until we see, like, who is that guy right now?
Let him be a tandem closer, and then he'd still be the closer. He'd still be the closer, not worried about someone taking his job. I think that would be a lot better. I think he might have missed it.
I think with Presley, I really you noticed it last year more, but he's really gotten away from the fastball this year. I mean, he's throwing curves and sliders and changeups. And yesterday, he didn't, like we said earlier, he did not throw a single fastball that I saw. All right. Fair foul number two. We could talk.
Let's move on. We've already talked about Ryan Presley enough because this was about Montero.
See, sorry. It's me. I brought it back up. It's me. Okay. I am the problem.
Well, Montero, I brought him up too. So it's okay. All right. Number two. I know Steffi's answer. Fair or foul, you are concerned.
Go, Steph.
I wouldn't say concerned. I think it's unfortunate the way the team has performed so far. I think that they need some kind of mentality check. Like, this team needs to remember who the F they are, you know, for lack of better words. Like, they're better than this. They know they're better than this. Maybe JV needs to give them another pep talk to tell them to take their heads out of their asses. Shoot, I'll give them a pep talk, you know, like, because I mean, I think the thing is, there is still so much baseball left. There's still other teams that are going to go through their slumps within our division, out of our division. It's a part of the game. Let's hope that our slump is happening at the very beginning of the season and then we're off to the races. But it's disappointing, 100%. But I definitely think that when you still have over 100 games left, you just got to flip that switch and you got to flip it fast to make sure you don't get behind more. And we're lucky enough that y'all were talking about the standings earlier. I mean, there's still time and we're not that far behind.
No.
We're not close, but we're not that far behind either to where it's unreasonable to think that they could turn it around and make some good things happen. So I wouldn't say concerned, but I do think disappointed is a good word. And I think they got to flip that switch and, you know, have that mentality check of we're the freaking Astros. Like, this is our division. This is our division, and we got to treat it like such, you know?
Astros need to play mean. The thing, I am concerned, and the reason I'm concerned is it's not that they're losing. There's a couple things. It's the way they're losing. And the second thing is when I see body language, look at some of the body language, it seems like. It's like we've had bad streaks. Don't, you know, they've lost 17. They've lost 7 out of 20, or they've lost 16 out of 23 before, but it's been buried in the season when they've been up.
Yeah.
Now it's the first
August.
Of the season.
They usually do it in
right
August.
Right at the first of the season, this is looking at it. And you can see it's kind of like on their faces, it's like, we haven't been in this position before. We're used to kicking people's posteriors. And then everybody just lines up behind. And now I'm not sure they really know how to handle it. And this really would be a time when it would be great to have a Dusty, an old grizzled manager around who's been through this enough times. And there's nothing a Spada can do but learn.
Exactly.
But this is the kind of things where a guy like Dusty would really, really excel. And I'm not saying bring Dusty back, and I'm not one of these Spada bashers. You know, Dusty had his time, and I think it was time for Dusty to go. But I mean, he's 74 years old. It's time for him to go enjoy himself. But I'm more concerned for what's going on between the ears on these guys.
All right. Here's my answer. So I have a question. I don't think the Astros have that leader. I know Altuve's a leader, but he's not a Carlos Correa, get in your face. Like, you know, remember Carlos Correa talking to Framber Valdez? Mm-hmm. Like, who do they have? Who do they have? You talked about JV doing it. Is there someone on the offense that can say, hey, what are we doing? Because Yordan's kind of a quiet guy. Tucker's quiet. We have Bregman. Maybe he can shake them up. I don't know, but they need a leader, and I'm concerned. But I'm not super concerned because Texas is 12-11. The other divisions, they have, like, everybody in the East, they have better records than Texas. So, I mean, there's no wild card. We got to turn around, and we're not going to get a wild card. But I'm a little concerned. I'm more frustrated than concerned, and that's just the way Saturday went. And then today, it seemed like they didn't even try.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, the way things are going right now, the Central's playing well, the East is playing well. To get a playoff spot right now, it looks like we're going to have to win the West.
Yeah, we'll turn it around. All right, number three.
Not as early as it was a week ago.
Okay, now we're going to have fun. There is five. I thought there was four, but there's five. And it's time to have a little fun. Custom jerseys with your wife. You've seen some people together since. You know, you can do whatever you want. Like some kind of custom jersey, I guess, with your spouse, because, you know, it can go either way. Fair or foul, Wally? What do you got?
Foul. I wear polo shirts to the games and not jerseys. Mary could wear one. she has an old Correa jersey, but
if you wore a jersey, would you tuck it into your jeans?
Probably.
That's why you don't wear them.
Yeah.
Because that's the biggest foul ever.
I wouldn't. If I wore one, I would just have the Astros name on the front. I wouldn't have a name on the back.
They look ridiculous with nothing on the back. We're so different, Wally. Steph, what do you got?
I am so cheesy, so I think it's so fair. I would love that stuff. I mean, now I'm not going to try and wear a jersey with my significant other every single day of my life. No. Like, but to have one, and like if it's like your anniversary or something, like a special day or something like that, like I'd be down with that. I'm cheesy. Yeah. I like that stuff. But again, not every day. Like we have limits to how cheesy we can be at a baseball game.
Yeah. I'm super cheesy, so that is a fair for me. I would cheese that up.
I love it.
Number four. This is something I ordered the other day, and not too many people like it, but anchovies on pizza.
Ugh.
Steph. I already got Wally's answer. Ugh. Have you tried
it? You didn't even have to really ask. Hey, don't laugh.
Don't laugh. There's a guy that I swear at the place I used to work, his performance wasn't real good, and I swear what finally got him out the doors, we had a pizza party. He ordered anchovy pizzas.
All of them?
He ordered like two or three anchovy pizzas. And I think my boss was from Queens, New York, and said, that's enough. He's gone.
Oh, my God. That is funny. I honestly haven't had anchovies on pizza in a very, very, very long time. So I would have to try it again and then give my answer. And I would be willing to try it again.
I would like to hear about that. I love anchovies. I love them. And the reason I like them is because when we were young, we would order two pizzas. My dad would order two pizzas. And his would have anchovies. And we were like Wally. But when our pizza was gone, only
you had
pizza
to.
Left was dad. So we had to pick it off. And there was still a little hint of it. And we just got used to it. It's we true. Just learned to love it. And I love anchovies.
Nostalgia.
My wife finest. Loves anchovies.
I love it.
All right, number five. Most people drink their coffee hot. I drink it both ways, but fair or foul, iced coffee or like ice blended coffee. Do you like that?
I mean, I don't drink it, but if somebody wants to drink it, that's their choice.
You've never tried it?
That's their choice.
It is their choice.
Said like a true Wally. Yeah.
I knew Wally has never had cold coffee.
I'm a hot coffee in the morning with a little shot of sugar and, you know, checking out who did what and watching the stocks and checking out the games that are coming up.
Try it.
Oh, fair.
Try it.
I love me some cold coffee. I just love coffee in general. Hot, yeah. Cold, doesn't matter. I'm in.
Yeah.
And it just depends on the day and what my mood is, you know? Some days
my son's a hot coffee kind of day. Fan. He likes cold coffee and he's like a coffeeaholic.
Yeah.
Like every type. You name it is there.
I have a friend she's from Chicago, was my best friend. She's from Chicago. She will almost only drink iced coffee. And even in the cold of winter in Chicago, she was always rocking an iced coffee.
It's so good.
It is really good.
My son had a class that he took at A&M. It was in the bridge semester between fall and spring. And It was like a 2-week trip to Guatemala to go to a coffee deal. And they had some sort of a class. I didn't even know what the class was, but I knew he wanted to go and he got a grade for it and it got him out sooner.
When I went to visit my son, his wife gave me cold brew. I don't know what the difference is.
Cold brew is so good.
She poured cold brew over ice through some, what is it called? I was going to say conditioner.
Creamer.
I was going to put some creamer in there. It was delicious.
So cold brew is usually just a little bit stronger.
It was strong.
It's usually stronger than like a normal iced coffee because of the way that they seep the bags into the cold brew. I've made cold brew myself before.
Wally, you don't know what you're missing, dude.
So good.
Wait till it gets hot outside. Go somewhere. Like I get a blended.
That's why they've got beer.
I get blended coffee. It's like an icy and it's so good.
It doesn't have
to be hot to be good, Wally. Don't knock it till you tried it. She's going to try anchovies.
I'm going to try anchovies eventually.
When the time arises.
Probably on a day where I can just buy one slice so I can not waste all my money on a pizza if I hate it, you know?
Yeah.
You can go half and half.
That's a fact.
You know, sometimes if they put too many on there, it's very overwhelming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that mean one?
For you. We don't like anything the same, Wally, except the Astros. Yeah. But that's like all I have. Y'all have any final thoughts?
We like each other.
Oh, that's cute. Bromance at its finest.
Yeah, you bet.
Y'all are precious.
Final thoughts, Wally? Mr.
Is that kind of like bless your heart?
My mom says that. Oh, bless his heart.
Okay, final thoughts. Heart.
You know, she's being nice, but it's not a good thing.
Steph, you want to do final thoughts?
It's not a bad thing.
Yes,
Steph,
it
is. Say y'all are precious?
Thoughts? You want to do final thoughts?
No, if somebody looks at somebody and goes, oh, bless his heart. Like,
oh, bless your heart, yes. Yeah, that's bless your heart a negative.
She's being nice, but it's...
Oh, bless her heart.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, bless your heart, Wally. You don't like cold coffee.
Yeah.
Bless your heart. I love
Steph,
it.
You got a final thought?
Yeah. Final thoughts. I think the biggest thing, Astros need to figure out how to turn it around. They need to remember what kind of team they are. They know they're better than this. We know they're better than this, which is why it's so disappointing that they're in the spot they're in now, but there is still a whole lot of baseball to be played. I'm hopeful, and I think they'll turn it around. I think they just need kind of a stern kick in the ass a little bit right now. And hey, if I need to be the one to do it, let me know, Espada. I will get there. I will give these men the pep talk of their life. You know, I will make it happen if I need to. I'm a nice person, but hey, if I gotta lay the law down, I can.
Final thoughts. I'd like to be a fly on the wall on that flight up to Chicago. you know, you, one part of you says that they really need a kicking in the ass. The other part says maybe they're pressing.
True.
You know, have fun. That's one of the things I've seen in the body language of the team today. They, you know, they couldn't get out of Washington fast enough.
That's why they need George Springer.
Yeah, they need, you know.
That's where they need.
Maybe something. That may, have fun with the game. At the same time, you know, we're coming up to May 1st, so over a month of the season will be gone, and the Astros have played a lot of games.
Yeah.
Compared to everybody, so it'll even out by 1st of May, but they absolutely have to finish this road trip strong. You know, you can say, well, we've got time. At some point in time, you're not going to have time. And at the end of May or the 1st of May, boy, it sure would be nice to win. What, we've got 5 games left, 2 of them in Mexico City. If even they go 3-2, you know, or go 4-2 or 4-1, you'd like to see 4-1, 3-2. That would be a 5-4 road trip. No, it'd be 4-1. Now I'm missing one someplace, but they need that.
It's fine.
Yeah, they need it. It'd be a 4-4 road trip. Not a killer. We'd like to see 5-3, but they can't come at home 2-6.
All right. My final thought is this. Sometimes it happens with players and sometimes it happens with teams. And it's happened with the Astros before. When you see them struggle in August, I think it's August, right? Every year there's one month that they struggle. Yep. And for some reason, they're getting it out of the way. But for some reason, it's a mystery why it happens. But the calendar flips over and things change. So maybe when it's May, you know, the player's like, all right, it's a new month. Let's start over. Let's do this. So maybe it'll turn out. Maybe it'll turn around in May. So let's look for a great May coming up. Don't they play the Rockies in Mexico City?
I play them in Mexico City.
Ooh, Yordan. Ooh. Looking forward to that.
Can you imagine? I'm so excited.
All right. So my other thing is this. This is my last question for you guys here. If let's say the Astros have this horrible record in April, which they already have. What if it carries over in May? Is the spot on the hot seat?
No.
No?
I will say this. If this thing carries over and, you know, 80 games into the season, you're looking at, you know, 35 and 45, call it that. Or
that's not that bad.
They're between 10 and 20 games under 500. You're gonna see some moves that are gonna be made. Wouldn't surprise me at all if they go to Bregy and give him his best and say here's our highest and best. And they get to the trade deadline. It's clear that he's not gonna sign back. Then you trade him and get something out of him and write the season off and start building for 25.
I don't know. 10 games under 500, I wouldn't give up.
Well, it's just if it's clear you're not in the. If it's clear if they're 10 games under 500.
If you're 10 games under 500
and the Rangers and the Mariners are 15 games over 500.
Okay.
That's 25
games out.
That's 25 games. You're not making up 25 games in 80 games. It's just not going to happen.
We'll see.
So then you know what are you going to do? Do you decide if a guy like Bregman's going to be a part of the team. You see, here's the highest and best. Then you call somebody up and say, okay, what you going to get for him?
Yeah. Well, I think the Astros are working on first base. Got Will Wagner down there playing first base with Sugarland. If you were in Sugarland, my boy had a concert after the game last night.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, Luke Berry had a concert.
Oh, that's amazing. Cool.
That's cool.
I think I'm gonna come to town in the Memorial Day weekend in May because that's Luke's birthday. So I'm gonna probably go to Sugarland.
Oh, that's awesome.
So cool. Steph, or if y'all want to go with me, let me know.
I'll see you. Absolutely.
If y'all want to go, let me know.
Yeah, we might be in Galveston, but if we're in town, we'll get together.
All right. So anyway, that's it. We went over an hour. 348 people dropped by on social media, so that's pretty awesome. Steph, thanks for jumping on.
Check us out on podcast. And check us out on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, all the iHeart, all the places that Rob has posted us up.
Check us out. All right, for Steph and Wally the Stat Man, we'll see you next time on Astros Bye. Baseball.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.